We're doing Rav Chalap on the month of Elul. Rav Chalap says the foundation of tshuva is to return to that point of your heart. There is a central point of one's heart, of one's existence. And tshuva is the return to that central point, to that central, call it, the axis that your life revolves around. There's the central point of one's heart, the most innermost point of one's existence. That point is never fooled. That point is never extinguished. There's that tiny flame within a person that's right, that's pure, that's correct. The problem is that it's covered with all kinds of things. Right? There's a... as they used to say, there's schmutz, there's dirt that's covering it. But really there's a shining light down there. And what a person wants to do is to reveal that light. And if one can reveal that light, then one is going to try to live his life and fulfill what that innermost part of who we are wants. And the greatest way to take off all the things that are covering it is to reveal what is that innermost part of who I am. The truth is that nothing affects it. It is the most true part of who I am, and there's nothing foreign about it. But it's deep. It's in the innermost recesses of who we are. And no one else can start telling me who I am. It's when a person can connect to his true identity, when a person connects to that, so then a person can free himself from the lies, the temptations that a person sometimes thinks are what's important to him in life. It's when a person connects to, who am I for real? That's when a person starts revealing the real tshuva that he should have. This point of Rav Chalap really touches on another very critical point in Jewish thought. Elokim yatzar et ha'adam tov. A person has to keep reminding himself, Hashem created me good. My essence is good. It's true. Hema bikshu. Man has seeked out different things in his life. But the question is, what's my identity? I once said an allegory. What's this similar to? You walk into the supermarket and you start filling up your cart. Ooh, as you walk in, there's this cereal on sale. There's the ice cream on sale. There's this sweets on sale. And you put all kinds of things in your cart, and then you start heading to the checkout counter. And then you say to yourself, I should diet. I shouldn't be eating all this stuff. I can't even afford all this stuff. And you keep walking, and you start dragging your feet. And then you say, okay, maybe I don't really need this. Maybe I shouldn't really eat that. And you keep picking things up and putting them back down in the cart. In and out, in and out. You're having a hard time deciding. And most people, most of the time, will end up buying on their credit card many of the things, if not all of those things, which they really shouldn't even have around the house. So how do you do differently? Don't allow yourself to put stuff in the cart. Don't put them in. I sometimes go shopping without a cart. I came to the store for one item. I'm going to get that item. I don't take a cart. I don't need a cart if I only came to buy one item, right? What happens is, once it's in the cart, it's hard to take it out. Walk away from the cart. Wait a second. What do I want? We say, Hashem barat Adam tov. All the baggage, that's not me. Someone put it in my cart. You want to know who I am? I'm not the cart. I seem to have a lot of things in my cart, but that's not me.
You're responsible for those.
I have to deal with it. I have to deal with it. But it's not me. I am good.
So are we good, or do we start out blank? Because we hear a lot of sayings, you know, from youth, man, is it
good?
Both start at not equal, good. Our essence is
good. Our essence is good. Okay. It's true that man from age 0 to age 13 is more focused on developing their physical side. And they're learning what it means to have different desires. And that's the idea that it says that the Zaken Moshel, the old ruler, is the Yetzer Hara, because he has a head start.
Good starts getting covered very early.
I don't know. But the essence is good.
Yeah.
Who am I? I'm good.
Get it.
And that's a very important concept. So Rav Chalap is saying, what we're trying to reveal is our true identity. And when that's revealed, then the other things fall by the wayside. Now, if you think through the different points we learned today from Rav Chalap, they really work together, hand in hand. The idea of my true identity, the idea of when I can connect to that identity, then it's out of freedom that I don't want to do what is wrong. The idea that I'm... when the whole world is elevated, so then little things matter. The idea that I'm connecting to Hashem, because through that, I through my connection, I want to grow. My connection is connected to the idea that I am pure, that I am good, that I am worthy of connecting. The points really flow from one to the other.